Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So, I am back to talk to you about one of my favourite things, the pub. So, last time I was just telling you, like, you know, we went to this pub and how different the atmosphere was to, like, normal places in Japan, and obviously how much I enjoyed the beer. Well, it wasn't only the beer that I enjoyed. The pub menu was very English. Very British-style pub menu, I think. I can't remember everything that was on there. I do remember there were some, like, nachos. Nachos? Like tortilla chips, I think they are. And some peppers, with some peppers and cheese on them. And what? And, like a minced meat, like bolognese sort of sauce on top of them as well. That's quite common to see in pubs. There's some kind of chicken, not chicken nuggets, but some kind of chicken, maybe chicken wings, I think it was, you could order. There was fish and chips. There was bangers and mash. Bangers and mash is a weird name that we give to, like, a sausage is a banger. I don't know why it becomes a banger, but it does in this dish. So it's sausage and mash is called bangers and mash. And they had lots of other stuff as well. I can't remember it all, but all of it looked like the kind of food that you would get in an English pub, which, like I say, is rare over here. I mentioned before that I went to this chain of pubs over here, and I looked at the menu, and it's like, what is this? I mean, come on. You know, all you have to do is go on the internet and, like, look, what food do you serve, do English pubs serve? And you can find out. And the stuff that they had in this chain of English pubs was just, I've never seen it before in a pub. So, and it's supposed to be an English pub, so I don't know. But like I said, that place didn't even serve English beer, so that was no good. And that's why I haven't been there again since. But this place, I think the person who owned this place probably was British, or at least they've been to Britain and they know what a British pub is like. So, like, the decoration looked accurate. The things they served, the food was accurate. The drink, the beer was accurate. And probably other drinks as well. I don't know. Well, the beer and the cider, yes. But maybe some others too. And they had, like, crisps. They had salt and vinegar crisps, which, again, is something you can't get over here. And salt and vinegar, roast chicken, cheese and onion, ready salted. I might have had some other flavors as well. And they had salted peanuts as well, dry roasted peanuts. Those are two things that you almost always see in pubs. And depending on type of pub you go in, if it's a bit more of a, like, a traditional, like, independent pub, you usually see them hanging up, or you used to. I don't know if you still do. You'd see, like, packets of crisps hanging up and nuts hanging up on the wall, like behind the bar. Sort of like advertising, isn't it? You know, you go up to the bar to buy a drink, and you can see all these crisps, and you can see all these nuts, and maybe some other snacks as well, like pork scratchings, which are sort of like, they're not pork. They're it's like a sort of deep fried pig skin. I don't really like them, but some people do. Anyway, so you've got all these snacks on display behind the wall of the bar, and so when you go up for a drink and you think, you know, have a drink, ooh, I quite fancy some peanuts as well. I have a drink, ooh, I quite fancy some crisps as well. So it's a good tactic. It's a good way to advertise them and to get you to spend more money. Anyway, this pub did the same, which is amazing. You know, really, really sort of like, you know, typical English style layout in the pub. So yeah, it was really nice. The only thing I think that they were missing was the pulls. So a pull is where the beer comes out. It's sort of like a tap, but it is not a tap. So most places, I think everywhere in Japan has a tap. Beer comes out of a tap. I don't think anywhere has a pull. I've never seen a pull in Japan. There probably is, like some pub somewhere, like English-style pub, it's got a pull in it. But a tap... we have both in English pubs, I should say. We have pulls and we have taps. And it's usually lager that comes out of a tap and ale that comes out of a pull. The difference is, one is sort of like automatic. So, you know, you turn on a tap, like you turn on a water tap and you get water out of your tap, like that. So you just turn something and the beer comes out. But with the pull, it's different. It's more like, I don't know if you know what a well is, but you know, like the way people used to get water from the ground a long time ago, they use a water pump from a well, and this pump it up and down and up and down, and then the water starts coming out. Very, very old, that is. It's sort of a bit more like that. It doesn't look like that, but you sort of pull it back towards you. You pull this big lever back towards you, and the pint, you know, beer, the pint, the beer comes out. And the faster you pull it, the faster the beer comes out. And the slower you pull it, the slower the beer comes out. And that is important. That's important because when you're just starting to put the beer in, you know, you bring it out fairly quickly, and it starts to create this this froth on the top, this what we call a head on top of the beer, like the white sort of foamy thing. But when it's getting a bit towards the top of the beer, you want to slow it down. Maybe you want your head to be a bit more thin, or maybe you want it to be thicker. So by changing the speed that you're pulling this lever, you can change the speed of the beer, that the speed that the beer comes out, and that changes the size of the head. So I think there's some kind of like art, you know, in like pulling the perfect pint. I think that's like an art form, and you can't get it from a tap. This is my opinion, and I know others share this opinion, but for me, like, lager is an inferior drink to ale. Ale is like the, you know, the top tier, like, of beer. Like, it's the real beer, and like lager is this sort of like cheaper, sort of more modern. Although maybe it's not more modern, but it sort of feels more modern. You know, it comes out of modern taps, whereas ale feels traditional to me, and like I say, better than lager. So it is a shame that this pub did not have real pulls, and just had taps instead. But having said that, everything else was really good. And the food was really good. So I was looking at these different, all the different menu, and I was like, I don't know what to order here. There's so many things. I could have ordered like a hamburger and chips, which is sort of American, but it's very common pub food now. I could order fish and chips and so many different things. I think they had shepherd's pie as well, which is like a lamb and potato and gravy and lots of vegetables and mixed together. Maybe like probably had steak as well, steak and chips. That's a common thing. And they had English breakfast, full English breakfast. But I couldn't order that because I think you could only order it on a Monday, and we weren't there on a Monday. But anyway, I ordered fish and chips because I haven't had them for so long since I've been over here. I've only had them once, and that was a long time ago, over 6 months ago, I think. And I thought, yeah, just order fish and chips. Why not? It's a good thing to order in a pub. And my wife had bangers and mash, which is the sausages and mashed potato. And these fish and chips were pretty good. It was I like it when fish and chips comes with peas as well. I like green peas. But this was just fish and chips, which is fine. And there was a lemon on top, so you can squeeze the lemon juice all over the battered fish. I think the fish was cod. It should be cod. Or cod or haddock. It wasn't haddock. It might have been cod. It might not have been cod. I'm not 100% sure. But it was pretty good. The fish was pretty good. The batter was very nice. The crispy batter all on the outside of the fish. And the chips were fine. Yeah, I liked the chips too. And it came with tartar sauce for you to put on your fish. And it was just weird. It wasn't, the food wasn't weird. The food was good. The food was normal. The food was better than I've had in some English pubs, actually. But it was weird just sitting there. And it's like, I'm sitting here in somewhere that, you know, looks like an English pub. I'm drinking English beer out of a pint glass. You don't have pint glasses in Japan. I'm eating English food. And some of the customers sitting next to me were actually British. Like, there were three people who were British speaking, you know, British English, and it was just strange for me. It was like this is why I said in the last episode it was sort of like a dream, because it was like having some weird dream where I'm back in England, and I didn't go to Japan or something like that. So it was really a strange experience. And every time like a staff come over to me, I didn't know, should I speak in English, should I speak in Japanese? Like, someone started speaking to me in Japanese, so it's like, of course, I'm going to reply in Japanese, and I ordered things in Japanese. Then some other member of staff came over to us, and he started speaking in English, so of course I'm going to speak in English. So it was just like this weird environment, this weird mix of like Japanese and English, and yeah, it was strange. My wife, who had the bangers and mash, these sausages, I don't know where they got them from, but they were huge. They were the biggest sausages I've ever seen. And actually, they were really good. And bangers and mash, it's an incredibly simple meal, I think. You know, you've got sausages, you've got mashed potato. Did they? Oh, yeah, there were green peas on this dish as well. And then it's covered in gravy, which is a, you know, type of brown sauce. And this particular gravy is often onion gravy, so it's cooked with onions, and it takes on the flavor of all of the onions. And it was really good. It's a simple dish. Well, fish and chips is a simple dish too, but there's lots of like levels. You know, you can get like bad fish and chips, you can get okay and good, and you can get amazing. Sometimes you get amazing fish and chips, but the bangers and mash, they were probably amazing. They were really good. Really nice sausage, and mash was great, and the onion gravy was really nice too. So yeah, I thought the food was really good, better than a lot of pubs actually that I've been in the UK. So we'll definitely be going back there. I want some more beer, to be honest. I'd forgotten how much I had missed English beer. I didn't realize until I tried it again recently. So yeah, we'll definitely be going there again at some point in the future. What I've done recently as well, actually just today, just before recording this podcast, is I went onto Amazon Japan and I've ordered myself a set of 24 cans of English ale, which actually was really expensive. It was £40 for 24 cans, which, I mean, maybe it's not that expensive, but I think if you were living in the UK, you would probably find that pretty expensive for something that you've ordered. from the internet instead of bought from a pub. Right, so I think I've said all I wanted to about this pub experience, probably, and I've been able to share with you some things about English pubs that I just didn't realise before going to this one or before living in Japan. So yeah, it's been nice. It's been like reliving some old memories to me and for me. And yeah, it was like a nice break going in there, a nice break from my new life, like a return to my old life for a bit. So it was good. Anyway, that is it until next episode. So I look forward to speaking to you again soon, and I hope your English studying is going very well indeed. Bye-bye.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much, and have a lovely day.